Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Is it just me or is that smell of burnt craft dinner lingering? I think it's on me now.
It's lingering. It'll get a. Wait a minute.
You on the wrong mic?
Yep.
That one. There we go.
That's better.
All right. It'll linger until engineering sends out an email explaining to the entire office why it smells like burnt craft dinner.
Yeah. I burnt craft dinner this morning.
Badly.
It happens.
You forgot to put water in it. There's one ingredient in instant craft dinner. Add water.
It was early. What can I say?
On the directions, there's one. That's it.
I make reservations real good. Busy show today. Welcome back from a long weekend. Glad to have you with us. We got Test Market Tuesdays coming up in just over an hour. We've got The Scoop. We've got entertainment news. And do we have movie passes this week? We were promised movie passes. Do we have movie passes?
I see some papers over there where prizes usually are. So that, usually where they are. What do those look like?
That looks like a graphic log.
Underneath there, what are those?
Not more papers.
That looks like a music log.
There's no movie passes.
God damn it!
What are those? What are they coming in? They've teased us.
Get to the bottom of this. That and a whole lot more coming up. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Here we go.
Wheeler's Wake Up Call on 92 City FM.
All right. Did you get camping this weekend? Did anyone actually brave the outside? I went out golfing Saturday morning. It was just kind of cloudy and, you know, like wet. We had a drizzle on a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. And I kind of like, all right, I made it. I did my outside thing for the long weekend. And then I hunkered down and watched TV for the rest of the weekend. That was it.
Jimmy Benzelock, one of our sales guys, he was out yesterday. I was at Birchwood Ford, and he was telling me he golfed 18 holes. All in the rain over the weekend.
Jesus.
And I said, Jimmy,
people are just dying to get out. They don't care anymore.
You're insane. It could be 30 degrees if I feel one drop of rain, and it could be from a sprinkler, and I think it might rain. I'm gone. I'm in the clubhouse drinking. I do not golf in the rain.
Yeah.
But I know guys like you, Wheels, and clearly Jimmy Benzelock are hardy golfers.
Well, I found the hardest part this weekend was trying to keep my son indoors.
Yeah.
Because he's like, out. No, it's rain. No, out.
Kids don't understand
it's
this.
Raining.
Yeah.
They don't get it. You're right.
So did you brave it? Did you do some outdoor activities? Did you camp? Did you golf? Did you get out and play ball? Did you say, screw you, weather? I'm going anyway.
Raina, did you sit inside thinking, oh, I'm glad we didn't go camping? Or did a little part of you wish that you were still out underneath the tent?
Oh, no, I was very happy I didn't go camping. Actually, reports were that 20 campsites, there's 20% less attendance this year, Maylong, at provincial parks throughout the province.
Well, the weather will do that, right?
Yeah. It's
got them, yeah. Hello, city.
I helped my brother build a tent.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow, now I'm curious because, did you already have your posts pounded? Because, you know, with the wet ground, it probably wasn't as level as you wanted it to be.
Well, we got most of that done Saturday morning before the rain started.
Smart.
And then worked two more days in the rain.
What was more wet, the ground or your guys' bellies with beer when you're building the fence?
It's pretty even.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like it. Usually the fence will wind up being crooked towards the end. Had like 40 beers.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. I'll keep the dog in.
Then the women come out and look at it, and they're like, "Wait,
the gate doesn't close at all, honey.
He's going to jiggle it. We'll fix it next summer."
Hello. Go ahead, sir.
I went camping and fishing all weekend.
Oh, wow.
Now, when you say camping, were you underneath a tent or were you in one of those high-end, like, mansion-style cabins?
No. I don't own one of those. I was in a tent all weekend.
Oh.
You know, I came home a little wet, but I had my limit of fish. I was all good.
Wow.
Isn't fishing better in the rain or is that a myth?
It's hit and miss. Sometimes it's better, but most of the time it's about the same.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
There you go. There's the only brave guy to go out camping this weekend, do some fishing. 6:24 news, weather, sports coming up.
FM News.
News is for the Shep's Hair Restoration Clinic. Learn how the laser cap can give you a thicker, fuller, healthier head of hair by visiting shepshair.com today. Winnipeg has now hit 8 homicides this year after a double murder this weekend. A 39-year-old man and 37-year-old woman were found dead in a home on Roblin Boulevard. The man who called in the crime was later arrested and charged. He was an old flame of the female victim. Vince Lee has been granted a lot more freedom. The Manitoba Review Board has approved day passes for escorted trips to both Lockport and Winnipeg. His full day visits to Winnipeg will be with one-on-one supervision, but he will be allowed unsupervised ground passes starting at 15 minutes at the Selkirk Mental Health Center, and that'll increase up to a full day. Lee's treatment team says that he is stable. A woman is safe thanks to the efforts of Airone. I mean Airwolf.
Airwolf. That's
right.
Morning.
Airwolf. Not Airone. Sorry, I forgot. Hey, we renamed it. We unofficially renamed the city chopper for those who.
Airwolf one. Criminals nothing.
Right. Right.
Right. Crews got a call about a woman in the Assiniboine River near Polo Park around 3:30 on Friday. With the help of Airone, rescuers were able to locate the woman.
Airwolf. You did it again.
Damn it. Sorry, when we renamed
it. It's a good news story. Get Airwolf the credit.
Stop, or there will be trouble.
And finally, the man who robbed a couple after posting a fake ad on Kijiji has been busted. In February, two victims responded to ads on Kijiji by someone who claimed to have an iPhone 5 for sale. The victims agreed to meet the seller to purchase the phone, but were robbed at gunpoint when they arrived. The suspect was caught in Kenora and turned over to Winnipeg police.
Airwolf nailed that one, too.
Yes.
Was taking a vacation out in Kenora for the weekend. It's like, boom, the spotted evildoers.
We've got you.
Surrounded.
Sports now. All kinds of drama in the NHL playoffs. That's what's great about it. And watching a top seed get pushed is great. Chicago getting outplayed by Detroit right now. Gustav Nyquist and Drew Miller scored 31 seconds apart midway through the second period as the Wings beat the Hawks 3-1. They now own a 2-1 lead in that series. Couple of games tonight. The Rangers host Boston. Bruins lead 2-0 there. And the LA Kings visit San Jose. Kings up 2-1 in that series. Other hockey news. Patrick Waugh is apparently on the verge of being the next head coach of the Colorado Avalanche. Waugh would take over from fired Joe Sakic and be reunited with former teammate Joe Sakic, who became the vice president of hockey ops a couple of weeks ago. Portland picked up their first win of the Memorial Cup with a 6-3 win over the London Knights. The result means that all four teams at the Mem Cup sit with 1-1 records. Tonight, it's Halifax against London. And R.A. Dickey worked 8 strong innings. The Blue Jays beat Tampa Bay 7-5. The Jays lost 2 to the Yankees on the weekend. Those were big losses before being rained out on Sunday. They battle the Rays again tonight, 6:05 on Sportsnet, and the Memorial Cup, of course, on Sportsnet as well. And Sportsnet.ca for all your latest sports news.
92 City FM, world-class rock, Alice in Chains, and wood. Speaking of wood, different kind of wood, the morning wood, which will be launching here in about 15 minutes into your inbox. Boom! We just impregnated your inbox with our wood.
Yeah, and it's always good, but today there's lots of must-see videos. The arena found Dave Grohl on stage with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, is he doing awesome stuff again?
Of course he was.
Weird.
Grohl, it's all he does is awesome. We got Vitor Belfort's knockout of Luke Rockhold from the weekend. The Billboard Awards, that performance.
The flying teabag. A fan gets
what?
Balls in the face, and he gets seriously injured by an R&B singer.
You sure that wasn't on the fight over the weekend with the UFC?
Could have been both.
Oh my God, the flying teabag! He's choking him out!
More details coming up at 7:50 with the scoop.
Hey, Star Trek made a whole boatload of money this weekend. $70 million topped the box office down in the U.S. No surprise, we knew that one was going to kill it.
Chris Pine's hot.
Mm-hmm. As expected. That's the reboot of the Star Trek franchise is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And more exciting is The Hangover. Well, I wouldn't say more exciting, but I think in a broader audience, The Hangover 3, the final installment of the trilogy, opens up this Friday. And Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, just released another teaser trailer, Arena. Oh. And once again, it shows, you know, the four of them or the five of them walking, you know, with the lights behind them, and the narrator comes on, and then...
That's not supposed to come out for a while, right, though?
Yeah, they're still in initial filming. Here's the teaser trailer here, if you haven't heard it.
Jesus. MacArthur. Jay-Z. The great ones always return. And when they do, one thing's for sure. Their hair will be perfect.
We haven't seen you in a while, America. You haven't changed a bit.
I've got liquor breath, and I want to be your friend.
I got a new cologne. It's called Venom. It's pretty much 100% snake venom.
Happy Easter.
No break. You need to say something fun about the movie. We're all saying a little individual thought, a little, almost like a little fun catchphrase.
Always make sure the parents are around if you hug a child.
Just say hello.
Hello.
Looks good already. I haven't even seen a clip of it yet.
Fat face!
What?
You!
What?
You stay classy.
I always talk back at trailers, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What I love about that is it's not even, it's barely anything new from the first teaser trailer, but it was big news over the
week. Yeah, because I saw last week, I've seen still photos of they were filming something where Will Ferrell's getting chased by a shark in the ocean, and I saw pictures of him in his suit swimming with this fake shark behind him.
I hope they're
still filming it.
I hope they just go completely over the top of this one, and they
probably
will. They have to top the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm fired up for that. That's going to be great.
Harrison Ford has signed on.
He's going to be like
Han Solo.
They're
going
to have a ton of cameos.
They'll
have a ton.
Great. 647 Test Market Tuesdays launches after 7 o'clock this morning. Philly's happy. We're going to be eating. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
92 City FM News.
News is for Canadian Blood Services. Save a life this week by donating blood. Call 1-888 to donate now. A massive tornado with 200-mile-per-hour winds ripped through the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore yesterday. At least 51 people are dead, and two elementary schools and a hospital have been completely destroyed. Rescue workers worked tirelessly to pull children out of the rubble of the schools. Hundreds of homes were destroyed, and cars were tossed through buildings. 40 more bodies should arrive at the coroner's office today. Roughly half are expected to be children. Manitobans didn't party too hard at the lake this weekend. Attendance at provincial parks was down 20% from last year. Park officers said it was mostly quiet. There were 15 charges total throughout the whole province, 8 of which were alcohol-related, and 12 people were evicted. And shots were fired in a high-speed chase through the Exchange District on Monday morning. After shots were fired, one car smashed into a building at Princess and Bannatyne, and the other hit an oncoming vehicle. One woman's taken to hospital, and Winnipeg police have arrested one man. And the Rolling Stones continued their 50th anniversary tour in Anaheim on Saturday night, and they were joined on stage by Foo Fighter Dave Grohl for the Stones' hit Bitch off their album Sticky Fingers. The Stones promoters have been lowering ticket prices for fans who've been complaining about the high prices. Keith Richards says, "We want fans to see us, but we got to make a buck too."
Yeah, so we haven't made enough over the years.
Yeah, exactly.
So far, Katy Perry, Gwen Stefani, and Keith Urban, and now Dave Grohl have all been on stage with the Stones.
At least something a little more relevant when it comes to their music.
Here's the thing, too.
So, I mean, like, all the people that bought their tickets, you know, up front saying, "I don't care what it costs, I'm going to see the Stones.
I wonder how pissed they are when they're lowering prices.
I paid full price. I don't care if Johnny No Good down the street can't afford to go to the show or not. Why is he getting a lower ticket price than me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how did the Stones, I don't know. I mean, how did the Stones?
I'm sure it's just, like, a few upper deck seats that they've lowered a few bucks. I can't imagine that the big premium seats have gone down that much.
No idea.
Yeah. I'm going to try that with my hydro bill. I refuse to pay this. It's too expensive.
I don't think that's going to work.
No, probably not.
Gustav Nyquist and Drew Miller scored 31 seconds apart midway through the second period. Pavel Datsyuk also had a real nice goal. Detroit beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. They now own a 2-1 lead in that series.
Got a little nasty at the end there, too. I liked it.
Chicago, you can tell they're getting frustrated.
Yeah.
They did not expect Detroit. Kind of coming out of nowhere. I mean, they're Detroit, so you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, no Lidstrom, no Holmstrom, but still chugging along. They look good. A couple of games tonight. The Rangers host Boston. Bruins lead 2-0, and LA visits San Jose. Kings up there 2-1. Other hockey news. Patrick Waugh apparently on the verge of being named the next head coach of the Colorado Avalanche. Waugh would take over from the fired Joe Sacco. Waugh would be reunited with former teammate Joe Sakic, who became the vice president of hockey operations a couple of years ago. Portland picked up their first win of the Memorial Cup with a 6-3 win over the London Knights. The result means that all four teams at the Memorial Cup now sit with 1-1 records. Tonight it's Halifax up against London, and all that action on Sportsnet. Speaking of stuff you can see on Sportsnet, R.A. Dickey worked 8 strong innings as the Blue Jays beat Tampa Bay 7-5. The Jays lost a couple to the Yankees over the weekend before being rained out Sunday, so they needed that one.
That was the saving grace. It's raining, thank God.
Oh, I got to face the Yankees again. Jays and Rays again tonight, 6:05 on Sportsnet. Sportsnet.ca for all your latest sports news.
All right, Test Market Tuesdays, here we go. And this is what we're checking out today.
Wish there was a safe, easy way to punch a hole? Well, now you can punch a perfect hole in seconds with Roto-Punch. Wrong belt size? No problem. Just squeeze the handle and Roto-Punch instantly makes a perfect hole for the perfect fit. The secret is Roto-Punch's multi-select wheel
that allows
you to switch between 5 hole sizes with just a twist. Just pick a size and punch for an extra hole instantly. And with 5 different hole sizes, you can make the tiniest watch band holes to the largest heavy-duty belt holes and everything in between.
Oh, good. I'm not going to lie to you. When that commercial, when I first saw that commercial, I thought he said punch a hoe. Yeah. I didn't know. Well, listen to it.
And you're like, of course Philly would buy this.
Easy way to punch a hole?
Wish there was a safe, easy way to punch a hoe?
No, school for pimps.
So, Philly, you got the Roto Punch. You picked this up at Bizing.
Yes, I did. They got great products there, the As Seen on TV stuff. The Roto Punch, you can fix... You know, on your shoes, you can add holes to your shoes, your belt. So this...
It's actually very convenient. I saw that you had brought it in last week when you bought it. So I had some belts that I really did need holes punched. Oh, well, you have to do it. I don't know what
No. Well, we don't... Okay, well, then...
I can't figure out how to adjust the...
I have a belt that needs a hole. I don't want to use tools.
All right, well, we got to...
Somebody else do it.
Do you know where you want the hole?
Yeah.
Well, no, but look, these all have, like, little hearts in them. It's not going to make a...
There's no heart-shaped picture option. No, on that
the Roto Punch doesn't do hearts.
Okay, well, I don't need a heart.
Ow, goddammit, I got my finger. No, I didn't.
Be careful.
I didn't think it was sharp.
Might have that.
How do you switch the hole? See, I couldn't figure that out.
Whatever, just give me whatever size hole punch.
It's something to do with this thing, changing the size of the hole, but I don't know. It's the Roto Punch, it's Test Market Tuesday. This actually looks useful. I could add it to my Safeway bag full of tools.
This actually looks useful.
I think the ad says every kitchen
needs one.
Drawer needs one.
And what else does it do other than belt holes?
I honestly don't know how to switch this over.
It came with buttons and whatever. Use that big hole punch that you got lined up. Yeah, just try to make it even.
All right, what do you want right there?
Sure. Punch.
Sure.
Punch. Oh,
well,
yeah.
See, that's why you got to hold it steady.
You're the one moving. Okay, there, punch.
Be careful. Watch the fingers.
My fingers aren't even anywhere close.
Hey, did it work?
Well, something came. I broke it already.
It didn't really. Well, it tore the belt.
And the tool's broken.
The tool's broken.
I liked this belt. Okay, I'll maybe try to get it's like torn leather sticking out here.
It also says it fixes snaps on clothing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't believe my belt broke that.
Did you fix that, Wheeler?
He's trying. Oh, no, don't make another hole. Go over the same hole.
I'm blind than one eye, for Christ's sake. You're working on
he was making a whole new hole.
You're working on the same hole. That's a thin belt. I didn't know thin belts were in style.
I'm not going to be in charge of ruining your belt. I can't see out of one eye, for Christ's sake.
Okay, punch that hole, Rena. Squeeze.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Did it work?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it did work.
You got a good hole?
Ta-da, yep.
No rips or anything?
Well, it made a little bit of a rip, but I tried to fix it. So it works. I give it a pass.
See, because, you know what, like, let's be honest here.
I'm making more holes in my other belt.
Who hasn't been in that situation where you got a belt that doesn't have enough holes? And you grab a knife.
You should work for this company.
Billy? You grab a knife or something, and you're trying to poke an extra hole, and it never works. Now you...
Yeah, but no, here, but for Rena, it makes more sense, because she's lost weight. You and I are gaining.
Right.
So I haven't had to punch a new hole in my belt in years.
It's kind of... I can't do it.
I'm sure back when I was 17,
I need a man.
Still had a waistline.
I need a man. I'm trying to punch a new hole in this other belt, and it's...
Oh, a lot of men just perked up with that one, Rena. I need a man.
And the phone lines have lit up, because there's none in here.
No, nothing. I can't
no
do
real
it.
Men in this room.
Rena, you give it a... I'm going to give it a fail. That thing's hard to
I'm
use.
I'm now giving it a fail because
I
couldn't... I can't use it.
You just like it because it's a tool and it's made out of metal.
Come on, it's...
I'm not strong.
But could your man not do it?
Yeah, but he...
Sure he could.
I don't,
he loves
he's not
tools.
He's not around all the time to punch holes in belts when I need.
He is so...
I need to be able to do this
And he doesn't
myself.
Have a life. He's in the garage, always.
Yeah, exactly. I'm failing this. Oh, whoops.
Did it work?
No.
Well, okay, so you know the... No, never mind. I'm not even going to try and
wreck my belt now. Too many
I think
holes.
What you would pay for this, I'm going with a pass. I think you could find some uses for the hole punch.
The Roto Punch.
Roto Punch.
The Roto Punch. Fail.
I'm giving it a fail.
Two fails, one pass this morning.
92 City FM, world class rock, somebody to love. That's Queen. Ellen, she did this thing where she sent one of her people to a gym, and they had headphones on, and whatever song was playing, she had to repeat the lyrics. She goes up to this girl lifting weights. Why can't I find somebody to love?
I asked myself that same question. I work hard. I get out of bed every day, and I work hard. So do I.
That's good.
It's actually quite entertaining. Yeah. 7:21. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Rena.
17 is the high for today. Mix of sun and cloud. We're at 8 now.
A chick got teabagged in the audience at the Billboard Awards. Rena has the story coming up at 7:50 with the scoop. You know.
Videos at the website 92cityfm.ca if you want to watch her get injured.
I think that was a finishing move in Mortal Kombat back in the day.
The Flying Teabag by Liu Kang.
It was a performance fail, I can tell you that much.
Hey, Reyna, listen, we have a bit of a weather discrepancy here, okay? I'm teeing off at 2 o'clock at the Meadows today with my buddy Kevin Fife, who's heading out to Firefighter College for 3 months, and my buddy Dane and Anders Hominick. Yep. And according to my iPhone, Steve Jobs from the dead has told me that there's a 70% chance of rain all the way till 2 o'clock, and then after that, 60%, 50%, 40% all the way until dinner time. Now, you're saying that your sources say different.
Yeah, well, my phone, I use the Weather Channel, and then online, I'm using the Environment Canada. So Environment Canada, I'm agreeing with you, is very different from what the Weather Channel is saying. Environment Canada says it's going to clear. It's going to be nice today. Mix of sun and cloud, high of 17. But the Weather Channel is saying 70% chance of showers throughout the day.
Well, let's do this. I got two good sources.
What do you got?
I've got Environment Canada, which Reyna just said. They don't have rain today.
Nope.
The Weather Network, which is also a very good source, doesn't have rain for this morning or this afternoon.
You want to try old JK over there at City TV?
Oh, Jenna Khan.
Yeah, you want to give her a shot? Here.
Of course. You got her number there?
Yeah.
Is she available? Did you text
her?
Because she's a busy girl.
She is. We'll give it a go.
She is. She loves us.
She loves hearing from us.
She's going to be happy to hear you're back, because when you were off last week,
I heard you guys freaked her out.
Yeah.
Oh, freaked her out.
This is straight to her cell phone. We're not dealing with the receptionist anymore. We've had issues. We've had security issues with their receptionist.
Human resources.
Like
doesn't like us at all. If she's on the air, she won't answer. And because we have no TV in here, we can't tell if she's on the air or not.
Yeah, boss, get us a TV. We're divas.
Yes, that's the reason you want a TV.
Hello?
Oh, you're not on the air?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Well, you're on the air over here.
You're right. Yes, Wheeler, Philly, and Reyna, 92 City FM. Jenna, here's
good
the deal. We know you're busy. We'll keep this quick. My iPhone says it's going to rain all day. Reyna says no, according to Environment Canada. What have you got?
I'm going to go with Reyna on the fact that we're looking to see if sky's clearing up. And I was just outside. I just did a weather cast. And there is blue sky behind some of the gray clouds.
Yes. So you're saying Wheeler can golf this afternoon, because that's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about. It's all about me.
Yes. What time are you done your shift? Around noonish?
No, 10. But thanks for keeping track.
You guys work till... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, apparently you work half days. And this afternoon, you should be able to bring out the golf club.
Awesome. Oh, Jenna, you rule. Thanks for answering.
No problem. Glad I could settle that.
Jen.
Call anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
92 City FM, world-class rock. Here I go again. It's Whitesnake, 7:35. Tuesday, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reyna.
It's going to be nice today. Some sunshine. Finally, the rain has stopped. 17 is the high. We're at 8 right now.
And do not forget, if you want to get free lunch for your office, courtesy of Subway and 92 City FM.
We're going out tomorrow.
We should be. Go to 92cityfm.ca. Get yourselves in for Random Acts of Sandwich, where myself, Wheeler, Reyna, we show up at your office with a big whack of lunch, courtesy. Oh, what does that be? An office? Your workplace with a lunch.
We'll come to your home.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I think it's got to be workplace.
Well, what if you work at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil.
What if you have a little porn set up downstairs?
If you're a porn star, hot female porn star,
sure.
We'll definitely come to your home.
Why not?
I like this idea. This is getting better. Subway does not support what we're saying, I don't think, but we're in.
It'll be a random act of 6-inch sandwich.
6-inch? Who are we bringing with us?
That's you and I together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's better.
Speaking of food, so I went and botched my breakfast this morning, and it still stinks. I apologize. Now, we're creatures of habit, especially us that get up very early in the morning. Anyone that gets up, before the sun comes up knows that you got a schedule. You try to keep to it as closely as you can. So came in the doors this morning, grabbed the one of those little microwavable Kraft dinners, tore the lid off, put the stuff in, threw it in the microwave, went to the office, opened up the door, logged into the computer and everything, and I come back, and the kitchen is just full of smoke, and billowing smoke out of the microwave. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I open it up, I'm like, oh yeah, this thing needs water.
No,
put water in.
In defense, it's complicated. There's a lot of ingredients that go into
water.
It.
I mean,
one ingredient.
Was it hot water? Was it cold water? Was it diluted water? Was it spring water? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I walked in this morning. I'm like, uh-oh, something's on fire.
Reyna knows that
we
smell.
Might have to cancel the show. Oh, my God. Something's burning.
It's not quite as bad as burnt popcorn, but it was still bad.
Burnt popcorn is bad. But I opened it up, and it was literally a smolding mess of plastic. And I'm like, really? Yeah. That's what goes in my body? That's awful. Yeah. But so good. Let me heat up another one. Yeah. So I've had some bad accidents with Kraft dinner back in the day. Mm. I guess that's one of the, I don't know about you guys, but that was one of the first things that I was like allowed to cook on my own. Because it's fairly simple, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of kids, I think that
start making KD.
That and toast, probably their first two things. college kids.
I attempted doing a box of Kraft dinner, not the microwavable stuff, but an actual box of stuff. I attempted to do that in the microwave one time. It ended up tasting like toothpaste. Because what you have to do, you have to heat up the water before you put the noodles in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, make sure it comes to a boil.
Now they have instant KD that you make in the morning.
The instant stuff is not the same.
It's not, but it's a good filler.
The noodles are like a little slimier. I find that it's different. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
I like making a big pot of it. I mean, really, what does it take?
A pot is
5 extra
different.
Minutes?
Yeah.
No, I'd say about 15.
15?
Because the one in the microwave, takes like 8 or 9 minutes just for it, for the, you got to boil the noodles, and then you got to get the water boiling in the first place.
Yeah, I'd say 15.
I'd say about 15 minutes to make KD, where this stuff takes 2.5.
10. At any rate, it is much better.
I like my Kraft dinner al dente.
Yes.
As long as you don't put ketchup on it. There's lots of people that put ketchup on it.
I love ketchup on my Kraft dinner.
Ew.
780 City CITI 2484. Ketchup or no ketchup on Kraft dinner? We'll settle this right now. I bet you the majority of people will say ketchup.
I know. That's why I was like, I hope you don't put ketchup on it.
Here's the thing with ketchup. When you put ketchup on things, I'm an anti-ketchupite. When you put ketchup on things, it just tastes like ketchup now. You're not eating Kraft
dinner.
It's
a very overpowering sauce. So it's, your KD is you're eating tomato KD.
If you're going to drown it in ketchup, sure. But if you're just using it as, as it should be, kind of a compliment to the meal.
Then I'll go with hot sauce, a little compliment.
Exactly. I put hot sauce in my KD ketchup.
Lots
of calls here.
10 calls here. Rena, you want to keep track?
Sure.
Ketchup or no ketchup on the KD?
Ketchup in the mixture while you're mixing it.
That's not bad.
Squirt it in there.
See, now you're kind of going with what Rena's saying. Then it just turns into like ketchup noodles.
So then skip the cheese sauce and put ketchup in there.
Gross. Hello.
Rena's right.
No ketchup?
No ketchup.
Okay. All right, 1-1. Hello.
I got two things.
Okay.
One, you can cook a full box of Kraft dinner in the microwave.
Yeah, but you got to make sure you boil the water first.
No, you don't.
Ketchup or no ketchup?
Focus.
Okay, squiggles of ketchup on the top. Don't mix it in. That way you don't get too much overpowering ketchup. Lots of pepper.
Yes.
And one thing, try mayonnaise in your Kraft dinner.
Ugh. What? I put cheese whiz in there.
I'll put flakes of chicken in my KD.
Hello. How about wieners? Hey, wieners?
No ketchup. That's just ruining it. Yeah. Add a little bit of Montreal steak spice and bacon bits, and you're golden.
Oh, really? Steak spice?
Never tried that. There's so many ways you can make KD.
And some bacon bits.
Cajun spice is nice, too, in the KD.
Hello.
You gotta do the sriracha sauce.
Oh, sriracha. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the best. I always do.
So hot. So good. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Mm. Ketchup in the KD.
My mom has a day home, and she's got like 6 kids, and she puts loads of ketchup on all their KD, and I'm like, what are you doing?
My babysitter, when I was a kid, she went through so much ketchup. When I got down to the bottom, say one of the kids at the table didn't get any ketchup. Oh, just a little vinegar, shake it up. There you go. There's some more ketchup.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, awful.
Hello, City.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved it. I can't take it anymore.
Really?
I love ketchup. Yeah.
Oh, my wife was over one of the first times at my parents' place for dinner. And
Kraft dinner?
The old man was making steak, and she asked for ketchup, and I thought he was going to kick her out of
the house. Oh, no, you don't put ketchup on a steak.
Hello, City.
No on ketchup, yes on dill pickle juice.
What?
Pickle juice?
How do you do that?
You boil it with the water.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I don't know.
Do you have to be rip-roaring drunk to really appreciate that?
Or really high?
Yeah. Hello, City. Couple more.
I agree with that other guy, the guy that said the mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is real.
Really? No, what does the mayonnaise do? Because to me, that would kind of mess up the consistency, wouldn't it?
It actually adds the consistency. It's way better.
Wow.
One more call.
Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, the original KD with the hamburger helper.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, sure. You tuck a little ground beef in there? Absolutely.
And then dab of cheese this, and then some ketchup.
Ketchup.
That's the original hamburger helper in the 70s.
Oh,
you know, KD's not good the next day, though. It's kind of like hamburger helper. Hamburger helper starts looking like
dog
food.
I love KD the next day.
No, it tastes like plastic to me.
I don't like it.
I'm totally reheated.
What's the final tally between mayonnaise, pickle juice, ketchup, and no ketchup?
It was close. 6 say no to ketchup.
Really?
4 say yes to ketchup.
Wow. Yeah. Almost down the middle. All right, 7:41. The Scoop's coming up in 5.
The Scoop with Rena J.
An odd topless portrait of the late Golden Girls star Bea Arthur was at an auction in New York over the weekend, and I got the results of what it went for. $1.9 million. The oil painting shows the actress nude from the waist up. And I found out that the painting was actually based on a photograph of her with her clothes on, and the artist just guessed what her boobs would have looked like. She died of cancer at the age of 86 in 2009. $1.9 million for what her boobs may have looked like. And I saw the unedited version, and God, her boobs look amazing. Wow. Better than mine, and she's 86.
Send me that photo.
Damn.
Boobs are boobs.
U.S. broadcaster Barbara Walters' daughter was arrested over the weekend for drunk driving. Her name is Jacqueline. She was taken into custody in Florida after she was pulled over. She's 44, and she's actually Barbara Walters' adopted daughter. Barbara is refusing to comment, and she actually also just stepped down as host of The View. Next year, she'll be done.
I just saw Barbara Walters on Letterman last week, and yeah, she's going. She said she wants to interview the Queen before she's done, and she wants to do Monica Lewinsky again. It's like, wow, she was kind of throwing out all the people she wanted to interview before she was done at the end of the year.
Legendary interview.
Oh, big time.
Now, she asked tough questions.
The Pope. She asked for the Pope as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Door star Ray Manzarek. Is that right?
Hang on, Rena. Here it is.
Member of the Doors.
Yeah, he died with following a secret battle with cancer. He passed away at a clinic in Germany. He was 74 years old.
74, that's a good life for a rocker.
That's a good run.
Yeah,
hang on. If I was to say it to you. Hey, he did some amazing work. You know what, I heard that as amazing as he was, he's even more amazing, and not a lot of people know, but because Jim would get so messed up sometimes, sometimes he didn't even make the stage, and Ray would do something with the singing. Or other times, like, Jim would just kind of be up on stage, and Ray would kind of be singing into the microphone. You'd never know the difference. He was that good.
Have you ever seen the Doors movie?
Of course.
Val Kilmer is amazing. Jim Morrison, that's a good movie.
Can you name another famous artist that he played?
Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
No.
True Romance, he played Elvis.
Oh, okay.
And finally, comedian Sinbad has declared himself bankrupt with more than $10 million in debts. His real name is David Adkins, and he filed for bankruptcy last month. He's claiming that he actually only has $130,000 in assets and owes over $10.9 million for credit cards, basically, American Express and that sort of thing.
Wow.
This is actually his second time claiming bankruptcy in the last 5 years.
Jeez.
And he is actually still managing to make $16,000 a month. I have no idea what the hell, how he makes that much money.
Well, he does a radio show
right
down in Los Angeles.
He?
Yeah, he's been doing that for years. And I think he still does some stand-up on the side and stuff, but who knows?
You know what? Just to help support Sinbad, I'm going to go buy the movie House Guest.
Do it.
Phil Hartman,
that's right.
Underrated, man. That was a funny movie.
You know what? I bet you he picked up a lot of residuals from movies like that. Like every time someone goes and buys a DVD,
there was one called The First Kid where he was like the bodyguard for the president's son or something. It was like, I think it still plays on Family Channel, so maybe he gets money from that. But
you're the only person over the age of 25 that watches Family Channel, eh?
I just saw it on there the other day. I was passing through.
Good movies on Family Channel.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Air Source. Your Rogers authorized dealer. Now open in Winnipeg Square.
The grand opening's on now. Come check out the new BlackBerry Q10.
All right, I can't say that I've ever driven while reading a book, but this woman has witnessed it. Shocking.
Hey, this is for the lady in the black Hyundai that's driving behind me, Lajmodi and Grassy. Maybe you should put your book down that you're reading, you know, considering the fact that you're driving on the frickin' road. Seriously, you're an accident waiting to happen, lady.
Well, listen,
I like catching up in my reading, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're into, like,
Stoplight,
Lord of the Rings.
Right.
That's a long book. You got to time manage with it. Okay, gas prices went up, as they always seem to, right before a long weekend. This was last week, and a lot of people were venting about it. And then one guy called the Bone Phone, I think it was Friday, and said, hey, relax. In the grand scheme of things, it's not that much. It's not going to affect your pocketbook that much. Well, further response to that.
Hey, this is regarding to the really intelligent person about $6 every 2 weeks. Yeah, what about those of us that live in rural Manitoba or anywhere where you actually have to drive places and you have to fill up 3 times a week? It adds up, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed it big time going from my Hyundai Genesis to the Nissan Pathfinder, going to the 4x4. a little harder on the gas.
Oh, yeah.
A little harder.
Get into an SUV truck. Yeah, for sure.
Oops.
Do you got the Stones for Rolling Stones tickets in Toronto? We did this last week. The video is now up at 92cityfm.ca or the 92cityfm Facebook page. We had our great listeners doing all kinds of crazy stunts in the sky. We got a couple of comments here.
Hey, just driving on the road here, half puking, half laughing, listening to the contest here. Who's the guy that picks the armpit? Oh, my God. I mean, toes seem so much better than a hairy, sweaty armpit. That guy must be a fan with the lady.
Yeah, he is from Transcona, so...
Yeah,
he's been in some dirty pits before.
Three of the guys decided I picked licking my toes, mm-hmm. and one guy picked your armpit.
Yeah.
In his defense, he would have had to lick toes already, so the armpit might have been a better option.
That's true. Either one of them were very.
He wasn't getting other man's saliva mixed with foot odor, you know? It was armpit and his own foot.
And by the way, has Brody recovered from all the making out he was doing?
My dog is recovering fine. He loved it, actually.
Got a lot of peanut butter.
Oh, yes, he did.
Another comment here.
So did I just hear that right? Wheeler and Philly stood there and watched male strippers? You guys are sick.
No. You don't understand. You don't understand. It was Rena, Nesta, Jamie, and Missy. And they were all... We and Sherilyn. We were, Philly and I were on the outside with the bullhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Asking if it was safe to come in yet or not.
Mm-hmm. I was doing the pre and post interviews with the traumatized men.
Yes.
To strip.
By the way, you can check out that entire video at 92cityfm.ca.
Okay, I'm not sure what this guy's up to. It is a long weekend, and people do strange things after a couple of drinks.
Okay, so it's night long, night 2-4, and I've been drinking, and I have to eat an entire fistful of popcorn kernels that weren't popped. So here it goes.
So he ate an entire fistful of unpopped popcorn?
Oof.
Like, I know you
that's
get...
That's hard on the teeth.
Sometimes you get the unpopped stuff at the bottom. When
yeah,
you,
but you don't eat that.
Yeah, you know, leave it alone.
You shouldn't.
No matter how much you've had to drink.
Yeah, unless you really miss your dentist.
Don't eat rocks either. That's the lesson of the day.
92 City FM World Class Rock Triumph and Lay It on the Line, 820 Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, by the way, for those tuning in for the 820 Rock Riff, it was Van Halen.
15 minutes ago.
We did it at 7 o'clock this morning. Just to screw with you.
Wheeler likes to get it out of the way quick.
Yeah. Deal with it. It's the Tuesday after the long weekend, whatever. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
Getting up to 17 today. The rain will stop this afternoon. Things will clear. We'll have some sun. We're at 9 right now.
Deal with it. That's how it is around here.
Yep.
Too bad.
Right.
As long as you know what the song is. And we told them what the song is. And it always shows up on the 92 City FM Facebook page.
Oh, they're cheaters. Yeah. Those sons of guns. They're terrible for that. Hey, you've been talking about it in your news all morning, Rena, but the tornado that's happening down in the Midwest in the U.S., that's scary.
Yeah, a massive tornado with 200-mile-an-hour winds ripped through a suburb in Oklahoma yesterday. 51 people at least are dead. There's 40 more bodies that they're expecting to arrive. It was elementary schools that got hit really hard. Two of them completely collapsed. So they had rescuers pulling people out of schools and out of the hospitals. The hospital collapsed, so it was... Yeah.
Now, it's...
It's twister season, they call it there.
Yeah, but I mean, being living in the prairies in Canada, I mean, we've had our, you know, share of tornadoes in this area, and I remember just a few years ago seeing funnel clouds in around this time of year, and when they get it as bad as they do, you kind of, you know, your a-hole kind of starts puckering a little bit, going, geez, are we going to get it up here? Mm-hmm. Makes you a little nervous, doesn't it?
There was a couple really bad ones that had hit Canada before, yeah. Right? Like one hit Edmonton like 20 years ago. That was crazy.
We don't get the damage they do. Now, is that because, I'll admit, I'm ignorant to this. Is it because our tornadoes aren't as strong as
we have less trailer parks.
Is that honestly what it is? Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe our
buildings. No, but for some reason, they seem to be a goddamn magnet for tornadoes.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more of them in the States, I think.
Yeah. But it hits low-lying areas. That's why they say you should always go lie in a ditch, which just really sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But they say get into your base. Actually, I got a clip here I got to play for you. This is in Wichita, Kansas, and this is a news station.
Tom, who are no doubt watching us right now as this storm bears down on the city of Wichita.
You know, J.D., in 20 years, I've never said this, but I think it's our time to go.
Dave, man.
I really do. We've been monitoring the conditions here downtown. So at this point, folks, we here at KSN are moving to our shelter. We are moving to our shelters. JD and I will continue to talk with you as long as we can. We're leaving the radar image up, but it appears that it is time for all of us to get to shelter. Get to shelter right now. Ryan Newton. Ryan Newton. Now, Ryan.
Now.
Everybody down below. Let's go.
Imagine that in the middle of your workday.
Sounds like one of your tinfoil hat parties, Wheeler.
Yeah, where you get to shelter. Come on,
now. Get in the basement. Yeah.
It's 400 miles away. Get in the shelter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. It always just worries me when stuff like, you know, when it's major like that, it happens. Because I mean, we're you know, they're in the prairies. Oh, yeah. We're in the prairies. So
yeah, well, our thoughts.
Whenever you see these other natural disasters, you're always, you know, kind of thinking, oh, well, at least that can't happen here. You know, tsunamis and that, like where we are. Mm-hmm. And then tornadoes is something that can definitely hit us. So it feels a lot more scary.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I only have room in my bunker for a few of us. So you guys are out.
Okay.
All right. 8:23 news, weather, sports coming up. Airwolf was back in action this weekend. Rena's got details coming up.
City traffic.
I'm not going near that weird ass bunker of yours. I don't even want to know what happens in that thing.
Are you kidding me? There's tons of food and lube.
You and your wife play bunker on Friday.
Yep.
Honey, let's do it like the world's ending.
It's the only way I can get her to do it, Phil.
It's time to play bunker. Oh my God.
You put the tinfoil hat on.
I'll be Christopher Walken this time. You be kitty.
Wow.
Talking about this in the news arena over the past week or so, whether it was going to happen or not, I've been kind of on the fence about it. And I finally want to pass commentary because I don't think I don't agree with it. Vince Lee is going to be getting day passes where he can go out and walk the streets.
I think very few people, agree with that.
Well,
are shocked.
Just as a backstory for those that are going, Vince Lee, why do I know that name? If you don't know, then welcome back from the rock you've been living under. But Vince Lee was the one that had that horrific bus attack on the Greyhound bus where he basically decapitated somebody. Mm-hmm. And it was
off his meds.
Oh, no, he was never on meds. He was like, they didn't realize he was a nut bar until they got him in. And then he was found not criminally responsible because he was crazy. It's basically like an insanity plea. So he's got to spend his days at the mental hospital in Selkirk.
His treatment team says that he is stable and, you know, they think that he should be allowed to go on walks and stuff, which he does right now. He's going on supervised walks around the grounds at the health facility.
That's fine. That's more than enough. That is more than enough right there. I get it. I understand the verdict when it says you are not criminally responsible for horrifically killing that human being. But, okay, so it doesn't mean that you're allowed out. You like, if you're mentally sick and you're on meds and you committed this heinous crime, you can go for walks around the grounds, but you're not allowed out anymore. I'm sorry, you do not get the opportunity to walk out with regular human beings anymore. I don't care if you realize what you've done, you're like, okay, I screwed up, my meds now, I'm all good. You still did it.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around the grounds all you want, but you got to stay inside those walls, period.
The Manitoba Review Board has approved day passes for escorted trips both to Lockport and Winnipeg. His full day visits, he will have one-on-one supervision, but he is now also allowed unsupervised ground passes starting with 15 minutes alone, and it'll be, once he has good behavior, it'll go up to about an hour
ridiculous.
To a full day alone.
Absolutely
on the grounds outside,
ridiculous.
Unsupervised,
ridiculous.
Without anybody
on the grounds of the mental health facility in Selkirk, and then he is approved for day passes to Winnipeg and Lockport, but he will have one security detail with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tragedy all around. It's a tragedy that he was undiagnosed schizophrenic, because schizophrenia is obviously a very, very serious,
absolutely
tragic condition.
Couldn't agree with you more, Phil.
But you know, I'm with you, Wheels. The fact is, he still did it, and at some point, you got to say, schizophrenic or not, he took someone else's life. You got to spend a lot of time.
And listen, I am all.
What if he doesn't take his? What is there, meds for schizophrenia or whatever?
Oh yeah, major amounts of meds.
Right. Well, so he obviously has this in him to do this when he's, you know, when he's not on his meds.
My bigger concern is when he's coming here to Winnipeg or to, you know, more like bigger areas where you could see him walking around. He has one guy supervising him. I mean, that story was huge. Can't you just see? you know, if you spotted him, I can see like a crowd of people looking at him, you know, like following him, maybe setting him off a little more, getting him a little upset. He'll get nervous. There's just going to be crowds. There's going to be people yelling at stuff at him. It's just going to happen, whether we accept it or
say,
not.
Say what you will about the correctional process, and I'm all for someone that goes in, does their time, probation, you know, whatever. They come out, they've served their time, they've paid their debt to society. Come on back into regular civilization. Come on back into the way society works. Get a job, you know, all that kind of stuff. Totally cool with that. But we're in a situation where this guy has literally, yeah, it's just, I don't agree with the fact that he's allowed off the ground. That is, I don't care if you're criminally responsible for it or not, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You.
What about the family, too, of the gentleman who was...
Well, God, they gotta be choked. Yeah.
Anyway, if you ever want to comment on anything on the show or this matter, you can always call the Bone Phone.
Yeah, Bone Phone's good. 780-BONE, B-O-N-E, 2663. 92 City FM, world-class rock, Big Empty from the Stone Temple Pilots, 845 on a Tuesday.
City traffic.
Short work week, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. And Philly, the smart guy in the room who took this coming Friday off as well to give himself a shortened work week and another long weekend. Hey, Philly!
Baby!
Must be nice.
I didn't even think, honestly, when I did it way back when, I only took it because my son's daycare is closed because they have these daycare, childcare seminars.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
So back when I booked it off, I'm like, I might as well.
You don't need to explain yourself. No, you're allowed to have holidays. You can't take time off.
I do feel the need to explain that I didn't plan this.
No, I'll be honest with you, though. I do feel guilty sometimes when I take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know, in this line of work, you kind of feel a little guilty sometimes.
So you're leaving a lot of all the stuff that you do. Somebody else has to do it, so you feel a little bit guilty because you're making someone's day longer and a little bit more difficult.
Right. No, it's not even that.
I feel bad. No. I'm like, oh, poor Phil's got a bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah, that's usually how I feel, too.
No, it's not even for me. It's just kind of like, oh, geez, you know, I'm so tired after working 4 hours. I think I better take tomorrow off.
Mm, yeah, I know.
The grand scheme of things, we come in here, we sit around, we have a few laughs, and we hang out.
We like to create the myth that we don't work very hard, but we, you know.
It's not backbreaking labor. No, it's more mental sweat.
It's not backbreaking. Don't get me wrong. I couldn't do backbreaking labor.
I'm
too soft for that. But, you know, there is some hours involved in meetings. And then we're usually in here.
Live on location.
Between 4:30 and 5. And it's all fun work. Don't get me wrong. But, hey. It's nice to get a day off once in a while.
You enjoy that day off, Phil.
Oh, God. 3-day work week.
And you're going to do nothing all that day, I know you.
I'll be honest with you, because, Phil, I almost feel bad for you, because, I mean, I've got a son almost the same age as yours at home, and, you know, to get up with him in the morning, that's almost more work than coming in here. It is. You get him breakfast, then you chase him around, then you get him dressed, and then they'll be going outside, or we'll be going inside. Yeah, why are you doing that to the dog?
And they want to go play at the park.
Okay, no.
Annoying.
Back. Oh, that is back-breaking labor right there.
And now, stories we missed. Brought to you by Frontier Subaru. Test drive the world's best all-wheel drive at Frontier Subaru. Confidence in motion on Pembina Highway across from the U of M.
I love this, Rena. You had it up on the website. You had it in your scoop as well about the flying teabag at the Billboard Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Also at the Billboard Awards was Justin Bieber. He went up there to accept an award, and half the crowd was cheering, half the crowd was booing, and he stands up there like, what? What? Where he's like, I should be taken seriously. I'm 19 years old and I'm an artist. And what? This is the craft that I am doing. And I love my mom and dad.
Did you see it at all or you watched the video?
I watched the video.
Like, what the F? Like, Bieber,
I should be taken seriously.
It.
I'm an artist. This is my craft.
He was wearing a full body leather outfit with those MC Hammer leather pants. The ones where the crotch goes down to your knees.
Mm-hmm. And then wearing aviators and just...
And he went up, on stage with sunglasses. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Uber douche.
Losing group. He's losing his grip on reality, I think.
Oh, yeah. God.
Uber douche.
Fame will do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it.
Back in 1983.
Yep.
It was short-lived.
When I first started doing weather.
I'm still a diva.
Here it is.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
No, you're not.
I'm doing awesome.
Doing a good job, man.
And basically, from my heart, I really just want to say, it should really be about the music. It should be about the craft that I'm making. And
the crap that you're making? Did he say crap that he's making?
This is not a gimmick. I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously. And this all this other bull should not be spoken of.
Ugh. Yikes.
Wow. I'm an artist and I should be... It just made me sad when I saw like highlights from the awards. Everybody who's winning all the awards and who's super popular up there right now is all like 19 years old. I'm like, what? Mm. All of our A-listers are 19. There's the Selena Gomez and the Taylor Swift and the Justin Bieber. They're all like a big clique together. It just makes me sad. I'm like, wow, those are the people running the world.
You get the Grammys, and I know, Wheels, you're not a fan, but the Grammys actually, you know, you'll see highlight some lots, acts that you wouldn't normally see at these other award shows. Okay, UFC 161 in Winnipeg, June 15th.
Yep.
Suffered a blow, but not so much. Reynon Barreo, he suffered an injury. He's supposed to be in the main
event. That's the guy that pulled the 50-50 with me in the Jets game.
Right.
What the hell?
He's supposed to fight Eddie Wineland. Well, it looks like he's going to pull out. He's got a foot injury.
When I put him in that figure four leg lock for the picture. Damn it, that's my fault.
Wheeler, you should have been wrestling with him.
Son of a bitch.
But
I'm sorry.
As this article that I'm reading points out, and I'm glad it does, it's not the biggest blow for the card. I'm a huge fan of UFC, and I'm more excited to see, you know, Dan Henderson, sure. Shogun, who, Jake Shields. Yep. So the big names are still coming to win.
But because there's a belt on the line, I think that's why it's kind of a blow, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you got, RJ?
George Michael, fell out of a car as it sped along a highway going 112 kilometers an hour. He is alive. He was airlifted to hospital. He was covered in blood and cuts and bruises. Police aren't exactly sure what happened. Like, people aren't saying that he was thrown out of the car, but there was a woman who was driving. She was the one who came upon him. She said she saw him laying sprawled out on the road, and she asked what happened, and he said the door wasn't closed properly, and he tried to, you know, open and slam it, but the wind must have caught it somehow, and he flew out the door. That's what he was telling her, half out of it.
You know what I would have said if I was laying on the ground bleeding and someone said, what happened? Who cares what happened? Just get me to a goddamn hospital.
He's trying to explain himself.
Exactly what happened? Well, the door didn't seem to be closed properly, and I seem to have fallen out, and I can't feel any of my limbs. Would you mind calling me at 911, please?
70 miles an hour is how fast the car was going when he flew out the door.
Who asked you to explain what happened? Do you think you're going to be okay, sir? Well, I've got to have faith, the faith.
Well, I think in a panic situation, the first thing you would do when you see someone laying, you know, there, I'd be like, what? What's happened?
We all learn from that in the public washroom. Don't ask what happened. Don't want to know.
780 City CITI 2484 for any stories we missed over the long weekend. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I know what actually happened to George Michael.
Okay, go for it.
He was drinking too much. Dill pickle juice.
Okay, I thought there was going to be sexual innuendo, but thank you for the dill pickle juice.
There you go. Stories we missed.
Hooray! That was kind of fun.
Get the podcast daily or listen live.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.